One of the great sports writers of his day inspired this.
My time of day is the dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with a mop.
Few people made the streets of New York sing like Damon Runyon. He was born 125 years ago today in, appropriately enough, Manhattan, Kansas. Runyon spent years as a sports writer covering boxing and baseball for the Hearst newspapers, but he's best remembered for his short stories about the tough guys and crooks who populated Broadway in the years before the Second World War. Two of those stories were turned into the musical Guys and Dolls, taking characters like Skye Masterson and Nathan Detroit from the depths of Broadway to its glittering heights. Here's Marlon Brando as Skye, passing on a choice bit of advice from the 1955 movie version of the play.
One of these days in your travels, a guy is going to show you a brand new deck of cards on which the seal is not yet broken. Then this guy is going to offer to bet you that he can make the jack of spades jump out of this brand new deck of cards and squirt cider in your ear. But son, you do not accept this bet, because as sure as you stand there, you're going to wind up with an ear full of cider.
Author Jimmy Breslin wrote a biography of Damon Runyon. He says Runyon based characters like Skye and Nathan on people he actually knew.
They were real. It was the street reporting, and there would be people all over those streets, and they were great characters.
This horse thief is called Horsey for short. And he is not called by this name because he ever steals a horse, but because it is the consensus of public opinion from coast to coast that he may steal one if the opportunity presents.
That's actor John Shea introducing us to Horsey the Horse Thief from Runyon's story, A Piece of Pie. Runyon's characters were certainly memorable, but his language even more so, a poetic jumble of $10 words and an eternal present tense that sticks in your head long after you've put down one of his books. Damon Runyon died in 1946, 4 years before Guys and Dolls hit Broadway. And according to Jimmy Breslin, the news business hasn't been the same since.
There's a long blanket of dullness. You tell me something in a newspaper you read that makes you laugh.
Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can't bet that he's doing it for some doll.
That's Jimmy Breslin on Damon Runyon. He was born 125 years ago today.